Let's talk some Beaver Dam High School girls soccer and bring in head coach Brandi Paredes as the Golden Beavers, much like every other sport, trying to get their season going. Coach, it's been an interesting first spring for you here in Beaver Dam, hasn't it, with the weather?
Yeah, it has. I mean, the weather continuously changes. Every day is a new mystery of what it's going to be outside, so it has been difficult.
Well, can you kind of talk about, before we talk about your squad, it's your first year taking the helm of Beaver Dam High School soccer. Can you kind of talk about what interested you and intrigued you about the job?
Yeah. So when I was in high school, I actually played for Beaver Dam. And I went on after to play at a college level, and now I actually coach at a college level. And I always had discussions with former coach Rob Mill about, you know, like, when you leave, I'd love to take over the program, continue to build it. And then there was one day he called and he said, well, Brandi, it's your time. I'm stepping down. You know, I want to pursue, like, watching my sons play sports. So I think it's your time to shine. And I applied right away, and Miss Gearing got a hold of me, and everything kind of went from there.
Now, it's got to be kind of cool, though. You know, coaching is fun, obviously, teaching kids and being involved in kids and in young adults, you know, at the college level. But to being at your alma mater, too, has to be kind of cool as well, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's really nice, and I'm able to, you know, connect with these girls and say, hey, I once was where you are, and try to relate to them.
Can you refresh people's memories when you were at Beaver Dam and when you played soccer?
I played there only 2 years, my junior year and senior year. 2016 is when I graduated. That was that class that had, like, Erica Prewee and all them. It was one of our best seasons at Beaver Dam. And then I graduated at the college in 2018 and started working there in 2018.
Excellent. Coach, now, this season, as we speak right now, I believe you've only had two matches in. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
And just what are your thoughts when you rolled the balls out for the first time in the spring? Just talk about your expectations for this first season and what you've seen so far from your girls.
Yeah, so honestly, I just want them to develop and learn a lot. The game is ever-changing, so I always have new playing styles this year. You know, soccer seems to be a lot more quick pace of a game. So I'm trying to teach these girls a lot more about structure, discipline, where we've been preparing since day one for this divorce game actually coming up. So we've been really working hard. And, yeah, I mean, once the ball got rolled, I noticed, hey, we have a lot to work on, but we progressively got better in that first game. Even though the result wasn't for us, but we started understanding, and they said the wheels were turning in what I was trying to teach.
And then you ended up with a draw against Baraboo in your second game?
Yes. That was an unfortunate win, but it was a good coaching, you know, perspective and point to give to the girls. We kind of tapered off for 20 minutes there and let them control the game, and that they punished us for it. But, you know, as high as is okay. It's a conference game. I just used that, you know, tactic of like, hey, we got to give it our all for that 20 minutes. You know, you could play a perfect 79-minute game, and that 80th minute is the result of a 1-0 or a 1-1 game.
Numbers-wise, where's your program at, and where would you like to see your program at as you develop more players?
So right now, you know, we're trying to continuously rebuild based off of COVID, coach, you know, leaving, and hopefully in the next few years I'm able to get, like, my development in. That's why my JV coach is kind of doing all the basics, so when they come up to the varsity level, I can just teach that that structure and discipline that we need, and we can be, you know, right up there with, like, Wanakee and Sauk Prairie and DeForest and all those big teams. You know, like, I want to be able to compete hard against those players.
Can you talk about who's on your staff this year, Coach?
Yeah, so it's me. My husband's a volunteer coach. And then Nick Pisano, he is also the assistant coach for the boys team. And then Estrella Martinez, or you can call her Star. She played at Beaver Dam, I believe, I think she graduated 2018, maybe 19. And she took over the JV teams been doing wonderful. First year coaching, so, you know, I'm still having to help coach her. But, you know, we're building a program. We're trying to get a lot more, even just the female presence in there. We have a lot more girls who are relating to us. They're able to come to us more, and they trust us.
How big is important? I have a daughter that's in the youth in the Beaver Dam United Soccer Club program, the 12 and the 14 mm-hmm. level. How important is that for the high school to kind of be involved and just seeing girls develop to get ready for that varsity level?
Yeah, it's very important. I slowly want to get involved in the club aspect. I used to coach at Verona Soccer Club, and all those girls that I coached are now on that Verona team that's ranked in the state. So we're able to develop these players. I'd like to get involved sooner than later. Obviously, it's a tougher process because I'm in season right now, but once I'm not in season, I'm totally engaged in that.
Talk with Brandy Paradis, the new soccer coach at Beaver Dam High School for the girls. Let's talk about your roster, Brandy. Can you kind of talk about the girls you have out on the varsity this year?
Yeah. So I have, as of right now, 6 field seniors and then a senior manager. So I'm rostered 7 seniors deep. So we're a senior-heavy team this year. I was able to speak to Maddie Kinsey, who played basketball, so she's playing this year. I'm so glad to see her back. I have both the Gundert twins, which is incredible to have. They have amazing telepathy and vision on both sides. I have 2 freshmen who are starting, and one's a keeper. She's phenomenal. She's working really hard. I mean, she doesn't have all those bad habits, as I like to call them, in her yet, so I'm able to develop her where I need her. And then I just kind of have those juniors and sophomores who have been really working hard. Allie Stanhall's back. She's been working really hard. Layla, the senior, is there. She actually scored her first goal with her left foot, which we've been working on. She continued to say, oh, I couldn't use my left foot. I don't know how to use it. And then goes and scores with her left. So that was very ironic. I have a good group of girls. I'm going to be very senior heavy next year too. I have a junior captain and a senior captain. They're running the show. They're kind of controlling the team. And, you know, it's a great dynamic. We're really working well together.
Well, I hear a lot of positives from the soccer program, Brandy, this year, and I wanted to get you on to kind of talk a little bit about what is going on. Like I said, we're working on a date to get one of your games on Daily Dodge Television. And, again, I appreciate the time, and I appreciate you getting your results when you can finally dry out some of these fields and get some home games in.
Yeah, I would love that. I mean, for a while it was just the line issue. You know, we couldn't get our lines put down because the weather was horrible. But now that the lines are down, you know, the field people said it's all up to me on whether we cancel or not. And as long as it's not thunderstorming or, you know, snow on the ground, we easily can get out there and play a game.
All right, Brandy Paradis, thank you so much. And good luck to the Beaver Dam girls soccer team here this spring.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.